itibariyle bu sabah sayı yaklaşık 1600'e ulaştı.
President Recep Tayyip Erdogan rallying support for his ongoing military operation in Syria. Along with the heavy nationalist rhetoric, Erdogan also stresses that with victory comes a prospect of Syrian refugees leaving Turkey. It's a message repeated routinely by his spokesman, and even his wife Emineh has now joined in.
Zeytin Dalı Harekatı'nın temel amacı bölgede güven.
The aim of this operation is to ensure safety in the region. When security and stability is ensured with Operation Olive Branch, new refugee flows will be stopped, and it's expected that those who are already here in Turkey will be able to go back to their country.
Returning refugees home is a new message. Until recently, President Erdogan and his government saw the hosting of over 3 million Syrians as a political success. It was routinely described as an example of Turkey's moral superiority over the Western world. There was even talk of granting citizenship to the refugees. Erdogan highlighted the 30 billion euro cost as a badge of honor and how Turks and Arabs were brothers. But analyst Atilla Yeşilada of Global Source Partners says political reality may be dawning on Erdogan, and the current military offensive into Syria offers a potential exit strategy.
You look at survey across survey, Turks resent Syrians. Up to 80% of survey participants express a negative opinion about Syrians, which is understandable. I mean, Turks don't like Arab refugees. There is a mistaken impression that they take jobs, they undermine social order. So whatever territory Turkey occupies is going to be used to send back the Syrian refugees. It's a very neat solution. As with all neat solutions, it's clever but not ethical or moral.
A video of Arab militiamen declaring that a recently captured Kurdish village in Syria will be a new home for them and their families. Turkish forces are relying heavily on such militia in their fight against Kurdish forces in the Afrin enclave. Erdogan has even declared that Afrin is an Arab region rather than Kurdish. Over 100,000 Syrian refugees live here in Esinle, a working-class district of Istanbul. That's about a quarter of this area's population. For local Turks, the prospect of Syrians heading home cannot come soon enough. This man says there's resentment over the government's policy towards the Syrians.
Go and take a look. Syrians have jewelry stores around here. They don't pay taxes. They're given loads of opportunities by the state. But when we want to open a shop, the state comes down hard upon us. We're not given any opportunities or benefits like them.
Such resentments turned violent in Istanbul last year, resulting in over 100 refugee families being evacuated. Similar outbreaks of violence have occurred in other towns and cities across Turkey. The country is facing presidential, general, and local elections within 18 months, and opinion polls indicate that concern over refugees is regularly cited as one of the key issues for voters. But political scientist Cengiz Aktar says talk of returning refugees home should be seen as just electoral rhetoric.
It's clear this kind of rhetoric
is intended for internal consumption, but it is a pipe dream. Nothing of this kind will happen for a number of reasons. Will these people want to go and live there? What will you do with the Kurds who are living there? The Syrians will object to it. The Russians will object to it. The Iranians, the Kurds, the Arabs, the entire world will object to it.
Erdogan has declared he doesn't care what the world says when it comes to his country's security. He insists nothing will stand in the way of the goals of his military operation into Syria. But with 3 million Syrian refugees dispersed in towns and cities across Turkey and the election clock ticking, the Turkish president is aware time is not on his side. Dorian Jones, DW, Istanbul.